Given that this Shabbos is the Pesach Shemitah Shabbaton, I thought we'd talk about another Shemitah-related topic related to Hilchos Pesach. When I began planning this year, I was unaware that Rav Asher would talk about the same topic this week. I usually try to not talk about the same topic, but I got the email this year today, and looks like he spoke about the same topic this week as well. So the question we'll address is use of Shemitah wine B'Leil HaSeder, which is more of an issue in Eretz Yisrael next year after Shemitah wine is already produced and on the market than I think at the moment. But the using Shemitah wine for Arba Kosos on Leil HaSeder. Why should there be any issue? So that's a big question. Why should there be any issue? The whole discussion is based on an enigmatic line in the Yerushalmi in the beginning of the eighth parak of Shabbos, has the following line. The Yerushalmi has a series of questions related to Hilchos Arba Kosos. And one of the questions is, Mahu Lotes B'Yayin Shel Shvius? Can you be Yotze with Yayin Shel Shvius? Tani Rehoshia, Yotzim Yayin Shel Shvius. So Rehoshia answers yes. The question is, can you be Yotze Arba Kosos with Yayin Shel Shvius? The answer is yes. It's very unclear what's the Hava mean or not. What's the Meikar Maikasavar, Vahashta Maikasavar in the Yerushalmi? So various suggestions made by Achronim, none of which seem airtight, but let's go through a few of them. I think we'll look at six suggestions in Achronim. I believe I looked at the write-up of Rav Asher Shir, where he went through 11, but we'll focus on six. So the Korban Eda there in the Yerushalmi says, Mahu Lotzeis B'Yayin Shel Shvius, Kevan Delo Krinan Bei Lachem. Because Salka Daitach, Dedal Kosos B'Inan Lachem Kama Matzah, Tachi Hecha De'en Yotzim B'Matzah, Kein En Yotzim Dedal Kosos Olo. So the Korban Eda says, Yerushalmi Shaila was, is a requirement of Lachem for Arba Kosos, just as there's a requirement of Lachem for Matzah. And if so, perhaps you wouldn't be Yotze with Yayin Shel Shemitah because that is not considered Lachem. It's a very unclear, first of all, Me'echa Tesi, that there should be a requirement of Lachem, and why wouldn't Peiro Shvius wine be considered Lachem? So the Rashash has a comment printed at the end of the Rashash's comments in Tzachim on this Yerushalmi, where he's bothered by this problem. He quotes the Korban Eda, says, V'lif Sarachi and Tuva. The lamalo ikri shalachem halom mefurash kasaba by sasha basa aritz lachem lachla. So the pasuk actually refers to peirush vias as lachem. So why is Yerushalmi assuming according to the Korban Eda that it wouldn't be lachem? But right, esrog being on vadi lachem, there you do need lachem, and yet it's mefurash that you can be yotze with an esrog shel shvius. So why? Aside from the fact that Mehecha Tesi, you need Lachem, but even if you need a Lachem, why would Shemitah produce not be considered to be Lachem? So that's the Rishash's issue that he raises with the Korban Eda. Very unclear how to understand that shot in the Yerushalmi, that there's a Havamina, that you wouldn't be Yotze with Yayin Shel Shvius because it's not Lachem. Okay. Suggestion number two, the Pnei Moshe there on the Yerushalmi, Mahu Lotzeis B'Yayin Shel Shvius, Sheni Toser Lo Achar Zman Beer. The Shaila is about Shemitah wine that is left over after these Man Beer. Yotzeis B'Yayin Shel Shvius, Afilu Mum Achar Zman Beer, the Mitzvah Ka'avid. Even if it's after Zman Beer, you still are doing a Mitzvah. So what's the Havamina here? What's the answer? So we know as far as the requirement of Beer in for Peirush Shvius, that there is a point at which it's called l'chayav min asada. If something is no longer accessible, that species is no longer accessible to animals in the field, then there is a requirement at that point of beer. What is beer? So that's a major machlokas rishonim. Is beer literally beer? Is it literally burning or destroying? Or does it just mean hefker? So the Rambam holds, Shemitah v'yovel perek zayin, beginning in halacha aleph, Peirush Shvius ain ochlin mehen ella kolzman she'osa min matzi basada she'namar v'liftam cha v'chaya she'bertzachet yakol tuasa lachol kolzman she'chayu chelos min zeh basada ata ochlin ma'ashe v'bayis kala l'chayim min asada chayim l'varosa min abayis v'zeh beer shel Peirush Shvius. You have to engage in beer want that min is no longer accessible to the animals in the field. Ketzad halacha beis, hareisha yulu grogroth shviyas besoch beiso, ochel me'ankos man sheteinim b'ilanus, as long as the figs are still on the trees and accessible, you can eat from the figs in your home. And what is beer? So the Rambam tells you in Halacha Gimel, so you only have to engage in beer, that's the Mishnah, if you have greater volume than the amount of that food that you would eat for three meals for every member of the household. The Asur Lachalachar beer, and once this my beer hits, you can't eat it. Beilani and Beil Shirim. Vim lo matza ochlin b'shas habir soreif be'esh omash l'yam ha-melech u'ma'abdan l'chol dover shemabi. So what do you do? How do you affect the air? You burn it. You throw it into the yam ha-melech. You destroy it any way that you can destroy it. The Ramashita's beer is beer kips you do. You have to destroy the perishrius once you hit zman beer. And it's aser banah from that point onward. The Ravid disagrees on a different nukun in the Rambam, but the Ravid agrees fundamentally to that definition of beer. Tosos and the Ramban argue, Tosos psachin nun beis amud beis. Rashi there writes, Tosos quotes, Nisbar michal mako means, nos to nosan lemir mas chayi behema, you leave it for the animals to trample on in the field. Tosos disagrees, and Tosos concludes, Vamari, ha damash michal makam lesser lachal achar beer, so the issue of eating after beer, that's if you leave it around in your house and don't do anything. But if you're mafkirit, you bring it out of your house and you're mafkirit, that's what is considered beer. Then according to Tosfos, beer doesn't mean destroying it. It means be mafkir. You bring it out to the field, you do a formal hefker. You make it accessible to anyone who wants it, and then you can reacquire it, bring it back into your house, and eat it again. That's the position. The Rabban al Torah is all Parshas Bahar. Ein inyan shayu aperos achers mana beer asurin bano bachila. They mechuyev labdan. Doesn't mean you have to actively destroy them. The lamanu chacham and mishnah aperos shviyas laman and nisraf laman and barim. It's on the list of things that are asur bano. The eino elishut sarach levarim mishu. So you have to remove it. Destroyed from your rishus. What does that mean? Lafkir am lani am lecholad. You have to be mafkirit. Kenyan biarti akadosh min abayis. V'chein shaninu haniyim ochlin achar habir. V'lo ashirim de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi amr echad haniyim echad ashirim ochlin achar habir. So once you're mafkirit, then anyone can reacquire it and eat it again. So fundamental lachokas rishonim. According to the Rambam, Ravid, beer means kipshuto. According to Tosfos and the Ramban, beer means hefker. What do we assume? So the Chazon Ish writes, Simon Yud Aleph Os Zion, that the common practice is, like Tosfos and the Ramban, that we don't destroy Perish Vias. We do Hefker. So you bring it outside, you do a formal Hefker, Bifnei Gimel, and that affects beer, and then you can bring it back into the house. So coming back to the Pnei Moshe, so how does the Pnei Moshe understand the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi is asking, what's the din if you have Perish Vias, Lachrasman beer? So let's say we assume, like the Bali Tosfos and the Ramban, beer means you have to be mafkirit. So you have perish shvius, achers man beer, and you weren't yet mafkirit. You didn't fulfill the din of beer properly. So are you now allowed to use this for arbikosos? Isn't it aser bahana? So to that, the Pnei Moshe understood the Yerushalmi to answer, yotzin b'yayin shel shvius, afilu imhu me'achers man beer, de mitzvah ka'avid. You're performing a mitzvah. So even if otherwise it'd be aser b'ana, you're doing a mitzvah. So what's that here? See Pesach Rank, Hartzvi, Chelek Bey, Simon Samaches, Chuvas Hartzvi, Chelek Bey, Simon Samaches, Arachayim is bothered. So it sounds like he's saying mitzvah Slavlihanus Ninim. It's okay, even if it's aser b'ana, because it's a mitzvah, and mitzvah Slavlihanus Ninim. So number one, he says, Mrs. Lovely Hanus Ninu isn't the Chachila. It doesn't mean that you can the Chachila go and be Mekayim Mitzvah with the Syrian up. And number two, he quotes Iran in Nedarim, Dav Tesvav, that if it's a mitzvah that you get actual Anas, a Gufram, so then you don't say Mrs. Lovely Hanus Ninu. So Rasi Pesach Frank finds this Pnei Moshe difficult to understand. If that was a half minute of the Yerushalmi that we're talking about, Peres la'achar beer, So why is it taka mutter to use beres achar beer where you weren't mizar them or mafka them kedin? Why isn't that a problem of being mekayim a mitzvah with isurei hana? I saw in the Marmakamos, the Olamot Marmakamos on this topic, so they quoted from Chaim Kanievsky's Perish on the Yerushalmi. Rav Asher quoted this in his shiur this week also. A fascinating shot that he quotes on the Chazon Ish, along similar lines of beer, but a lot more nuanced. That Rav Chaim suggested, what's John the Yerushalmi? So we're talking about Lachar Zman beer, but as we said, the din is that you could be Mishayer, Muslim, Gimel Seudos, even after Zman beer. So you can leave aside enough of that food item for three meals worth for every member of the household. So he points out, so number one, we know from Gemara Masachim Nun Gimel that the Zman beer for Yayin is Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, first day of Yontiv, Zman beer of Yayin is the beginning of Pesach in year 8. So Zman beer for wine of Peir Shvias would be next year, Erev Pesach. So the actual Zman beer is Erev Pesach. The number two, it's Mavur and Erev in Dav Kav Tes, that when it comes to the Shear to make an Erev Tchumen, where you need, Erev Chatzeres, where you need Mazon, where you need Mazon Beis Seudos to make an Erev, so Beis Seudos for Yayin is considered Beis Revios of wine. Meaning that every Seuda, the Shear of wine for Seuda, is one Revios. He says Yerushalmi's question is as follows. Normally speaking, so the shear of wine for Mazon Gimel Seudos, which would be exempt from beer, would be three revios of wine. When it comes to Leila Seder, you have to drink four kosos, so the shear of four kosos is four revios of wine. So the Yerushalmi is asking, since there's a din of arba kosos for Leila Seder, does that up the shear for Seudos for that day as far as these Zman beer exemption? So do we say, since you have to have four kosos, so then you're allowed to carve out from your chiyah beer four revias of wine? And that's what the Yerushalmi is asking. The Yerushalmi says, yeah, that because there's a chiyah of dalak kosos, which you have to fulfill with a revias of wine per kos, so then you can exempt from the chiyah beer four revias of wine. And that's the Yerushalmi's answer. I saw in this nice little sefer, Sefer Dinei Shvias HaSholem, that they quote from Avol Yashiv, that he said, Allah Lamaisa, that you can keep four revias of wine, lachas man beer, for use for the dollar costs. Okay. Rasi Pesach Frank then quotes in the same Shuvah, Arachayim Cheli Bey Simin Samaches, another suggestion to understand the Yerushalmi from the Aderes. That the Yerushalmi, there is another Shaila. Again, the Yerushalmi has a series of Shailas about dalak kosos. So one of the Shailas of the Yerushalmi is, are you yotze the chi of dalak kosos with non-diluted wine? So it used to be that non-diluted wine was not really drinkable in a for normal people. In order to, the wine was so strong that you needed to be mosing it in order to make it drinkable. So are you, so the Yerushalmi there says that, yeah, you are yotze the chiyuv of arba kosos, even with mayim chayin, even with straight wine that isn't diluted. Then the Yerushalmi's question is, what about yayin shel shmita? Can you even be yotze the chiyuv of arba kosos with non-diluted yayin shel shvias? Why? Because the din is also psachim the days, as we discussed previously, la'achla v'lo lehefsid, that you can't destroy peir shvias, you have to eat it, meaning you have to eat it in the normal derech of eating it. You can't eat something in a non-kederech achila fashion, that would be a violation of la'achla lehefsid. So to drink straight wine, which is not the normal way of drinking, and normally you drink it if it's mazug, so maybe that's a violation of la'achla v'lo lehefsid. So that's the Gemara's Havamin over here, that you're not yotze with straight wine because you're violating the Isser of La'achal Vav Lehefsed, and that is a violation of Mitzvah Haba Bavera. Kamash Malan, that is okay. So what's the Kamash Malan? The Kamash Malan that is enough of a Derech Achila, that's not Lehefsid, the Kamash Malan, that this isn't a proper application of, that it's not a problem mitzvah Baba Vera, even though you are violating Lachva Lehefsid, so Tzvi Pesach Vek is done within the normal parameters of mitzvah Baba Vera, whether where this fits in. It's not a Vera Bechefsa Shal Mitzvah, so maybe it shouldn't be a mitzvah Baba Vera. So Ayin Sham, his further analysis. Then he quotes, Tzvi Pesach Vek quotes another suggestion, that he says is printed in the Kuntres Achron appended to the Sefer Pasa Shulchan. I couldn't find it, but he quotes that in the Kuntres Achron of the Sefer Pasa Shulchan, there are letters or ghosts from, he quotes the Abbesdin abroad. The founding Abbesdin of the Bezdin America was Rav Moshe Levi Steinberg, who was the Rav in Brod, the last Rav in Brod before the war. And his grandfather was a Rav in Brod previously. So that's the brother Rav. He was known as the brother Rav. His grandfather is the brother Rav, the Machaz Ephraim. I think that's who Rav Pesach Frank is quoting here from the Kuntres Achron on the Sefer Pa'as HaShulchan, who has the following additional suggestion to understand the Yerushalmi. The Ramban famously writes in his addition to the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, a mitzvah that the Rambam left out. So mitzvah number Gimel, the Ramban thinks that there is a mitzvah of achilas perishvias, that when you eat perishvias, you fulfill a mitzvah. So the brother Rav apparently suggested maybe the Yerushalmi is bothered by a problem of ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos. You're not allowed to perform two mitzvos on the same chesed shel mitzvah on the same time. You can't have two brachos on the same coast if the brachos are reflecting of competing mitzvos. So maybe you wouldn't be allowed to have dalakosos with peiros shvias because you're fulfilling both the mitzvah of dalakosos and the mitzvah of achilas peiros shvias. That's Yerushalmi's shaila. So he quotes that the Abbesdin of Dombrov was docha this perish, because if that was the shayla, we should have been poshe that from the Mishnah Msachim Daf Lamed Hay. The Mishnah says that Kohanim are yotze chovas matzah with matzah schala and matzah struma. A kohen can be yotze chi of matzah leila seder with truma matzah. Truma ida chilas truma is also mitzvah. So don't you see from there that we're not bothered by mitzvahs chavilas chavilas? If you are yotzei matzah with a chefsa shel mitzvah, by the same token, there shouldn't be any fundamental difference between yayin and matzah. So if the Mishnah tells you essentially beferish that you could be yotzei chi of matzah lela seder with matzah's truma if you're going, then it should be pasha that you're yotzei dalakosos with yayin shel truma, even according to the Ramban, that that's the mitzvah of achilas perishvias, and that's why the Abbesdin of Dombrov didn't like this suggestion of Enos and Mrs. Chavilas Chavilas. To that, Rav Pesach Frank suggests the following sharp idea. He points out that there's a machlokas amarayim in the Gemara in Chulan Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis from Yochanan Reish Lakish. When it comes to Isure Achila, is a trigger for violating Isure Achila Hanas grono or Hanas meyav? Do you violate an Isra Achila when you swallow it, or when it gets to when it gets through the system and you have a satiated feeling from that food? At what point, what's the trigger for violating Isurei Hana? So Ritzvi Pesach Frank raises the question, does the same machlokas apply when it comes to when you fulfill a mitzvah asay d'achila? If there's a mitzvah, say, of achilas matzah, of drinking yayin dalakosos, at what point do you fulfill that mitzvah? Do you fulfill it hanas grono, or do you need hanas meyav?
That's those purposes also.
Maybe. Okay. So he quotes that when it comes to Birkas Hamazon and Bracha Achrona, he quotes the Panim Meiros, that's based on Hanas Meyav, and he has rise for that from a rush in Brachos. So he says it should be, if that's the case, that for Achilas Matzah, also it should be dependent on Hanas Meyav, and maybe everyone would agree to that, maybe there's no Machlokas. He quotes from the Levush that when it comes to matzah, the Iker Achilas Matzah is Lechol L'Sova. Like the Korban Pesach, it has to be eaten. It has to satiate you. Also, like Korban Pesach may be eaten in a satiated state, but of course the Levush has to satiate you. And therefore, that's why you're Yotze Matzah, even if you're Balea, right? Bala Matzah Yotze. You don't chew it, you just swallow it whole, even though there's no hanas grono per se, but you have hanas me'ayim. Even if you swallow it, you don't enjoy the process, but it's going to satiate you. So when it comes to achilas matzah, that's all dependent on hanas me'ayim. So suggests Zvi Pesach Frank, maybe that's unique to matzah. There, it's definitely hanas me'ayim. So then, if a Kohen eats matzah truma, maybe you could say that the mitzvah achilas truma is fulfilled at the time that he chews it, banas grono, but the mitzvah of achilas matzah is only banas meyav. And there's no mitzvah chavilas chavilas problem because the kiyum mitzvah achilas truma is a different time than the kiyum mitzvah of achilas matzah. But maybe that's not true when it comes to dalakosos. So maybe the Ushami still could have had the shayla when it comes to dalakosos, that there you do have a problem of mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, because there maybe the kiyum mitzvah is at the same time. Maybe there everything's totally on. Maybe everything's totally in Anas Meyav. So maybe that's Yushami's question. Is it like Truma or isn't it like Truma? That's what Zvi Pesach Frank's suggestion to revive the Hamsa of the brother of. Then finally, the Or Sameach has the following. The Rambam writes, famous sheet is the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, Perakav Tes, Halacha, Yudalid, Ein Mekachin El Alayayin Arai L'Nasech L'Gab Mizbeach. You're only Yotze Kiddush on Shabbos with wine that is right l'nasech al gabei mizbeach, it has to be usable for nisach hayayin. So the Or Sameach suggests maybe that's the issue that the Yerushalmi raises over here. As the Gemara tells us in Menachos Pei Daled that la'achla v'lo l'sreifa, that you can't use yayin shel shvias for nisach hayayin. Because nisach perish is not allowed to burn, so la'achav olasreifa you can't burn even al gabe mizbeach even for nisachim you can't use yayin shel shvias for nisachim. So maybe that's what the Yerushalmi is addressing over here. To what extent does this halacha apply when it comes to dalakosos that yayin shel shvias isn't royal nisach al gabe mizbeach not be'etzem? Meaning, fundamentally, the yayin itself is roi menasech l'gab mizbeach. You can't be menasech this yayin because it's yayin shel shvias. So does that create a psul for dalakosos? So maybe that's the shayla of the Yerushalmi. Rav Asher pointed out that if that was the shayla, so the Yerushalmi should just ask it directly for kiddush also. Why does the Yerushalmi only ask it about dalakosos? Okay, but the context of that gemara is dalakosos. That's, I know I thought the Or Sameach's suggestion a little bit more attractive than some of the other ones. The related issue to talk about here for using Yayin Shel Shvias Belel Haseda for Dalakosos is a comment that Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tokachinsky makes in his Sefer Hashmita. So he writes, this is in the following. Royal Orer. She'im mavdil al yayin shel shvias ein lemali kos avdala she'yishbach ksas simin bracha kederach she'regil and lasas b'yayin shel avdala sharei ma'abed peros shvias. So the minhag is that we spill out some wine out of avdala simin reis adivav sif gimel in shulchan aruch. The Rama says. Nogin lishbach mikos yayin ala aret, kadosh yisayin bar piyagafen, kidei shalei yakos bagam. Tam ashvicha, kol bayis shal nishbach bo yayin kemayim, eim asimin bracha. Osu kein lusimin tol b'chilas ha-shavua, gam shalv kinakos, ninakos achar dola, mechabim bo aner, rochim bo aina, mishim chibav mitzvah. Right? The minig is felt to spill out some of the wine in for avdala. Magen Avram isn't so excited about this, simin reit sadi vav, sifkatim beis and gimel. Isn't it a bizayon? So maybe it's a little bit, it's okay. So Rechim Melchut Kuczynski says, if you're going to spill out wine for Avdala with Yayin Shoshvias, that's a violation of La'achla V'lo Lehefzit. So you can't do that. And he says, V'chem Adala Kosos, V'minach Shvicha Sayayim V'simani Ditzach, D'mavur B'shkolim, which is apparently Yerushalmi to the one we saw on Shabbos, Sheyosim B'yayin Shal Shvias. They says you have to be careful when it comes to spilling out wine for the makos as well. That's the din the Rama has in Tafayin Gimel Siv Zayin. No again lizrok ma'at min akos the etzba kishemagil adam eish v'timros hashan v'chen kishemasker makos tzach hadash b'achav v'chlal b'prat hakol tez zayin v'amim from the Maril. So what's the reason for this man to go spilling out wine for the makos? So the I think when you're little, they teach you that the show we have some compassion for the mitzvah, right? So I have not found anyone who says that before the Abar Benel. If you find an earlier source for that, please let me know. But the Rama quotes is for the Maril. Maril was not much earlier, but the Maril says. The reason for the minhag is tezayin pa'amim nege tezayin panim from the rukach, the 16 facets of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chariv, the otamim yesham, the nirali lo otam resalam kol elu yatzilenu v'yavol sonenu. They were showing Kadosh Baruch Hu should save us in these makos and mete out punishment to our enemies. The hakosos latzachas liyisrael. So says the Maril. And that's the basis for this minhag. But as Rabbi Yosef Lieberman points out, Mishnas Yosef, Cheli Beis, Simen Mem, there is a difference between pouring out the wine for Avdala and pouring out the wine for Dala Kosos. Namely, when you pour out the wine for Avdala, the minhag is to have a little bit of wine pour, but it's possible to then drink that wine afterwards. You can pour it onto a cup or onto a plate, and then drink it. It doesn't have to be lehefset. You could navigate in such a way that it's not going to be lehefset. When it comes to the yayin that we spill out, Leila Seder, for the makos, so there it sounds like the minhag is that you don't drink it again. So then that would be a bigger problem, or there you don't have that eighth of collecting it and putting it back in the cup. So that would be a problem, as Rabbi Chaim Michal Tukachinsky points out, not to spill out the yayin shel shmita, the yayin shel shvias at the makos, and that's what that's what the poskim say. If you are going to use yayin shel shvias, then you shouldn't spill it out for the makos, because that would potentially be a violation of la'achla below lehefset. Okay. Yeah. Says no. So the Rishambi raised the question of Dala Kosos, and the Rishambi says not a problem. So that's what we tried to figure out, what's wrong with the Rishambi. What was the Havamina that there should be a problem? But everything would be okay if, well, according to the Rabbi Lacher Bir, you have to get rid of it. But we assume, like the other Rishonim, that you can be mafkir. So then that would be fine. Reb Chaim, but he would drink it. That wouldn't be hefset. There's a discussion. The Mishnah Yosef has a discussion here. He quotes the Machlokas Achronim. That din of Achol El Hefset is their minimum shear. So some Achronim say that yeah, there is a minimum shear. If it's a kol shu, that's not considered a hefset. So according to them, if you just spill out a few drops, it may not be rise to the level of a hefset. But according to other Achronim, of course, the Ridvaz, then even a kol shu. Would be a problem. He thinks that the minhag olam is to be choshesh that even a kol shehu is a violation of l'achol el hefset. No, because some achronim that seem to say even l'chachila, you could if it's a tiny amount, then that wouldn't be a violation of hefset.
Although you could say, why is it a waste?
But that's still not kederach achila. And the definition of hefset is shelo kederach achila. So even if you have some minug intention, but that's still shelo kederach achila, that's still hefset. That the number one, Rishi Bezer Frank says that mizlav lihanos nina doesn't mean you can do lechachila. And number two, I mean, you can't lechachila create a situation that you're going to get it not from an iser. And number two, we quote Saran and Adarim that when you get a hanas, a fundamental hanas aguf, then you don't say. That's sitting in the sukkah. No, the Ran is saying that achil or shasia, like a real gesunta physical. Eating or drinking something is a higher level of anah than shade, than sitting in the shade. I'm sorry? Okay.
So mitzvah get enough.